Rich enough to have your own jet. Rich enough not to waste time. $50-100 million, buddy. A player.
Hello and welcome to another episode. Those mini pocket bite-size episodes. OM Game Boy here. Today, your host, Nick Moneytendo, joined as always by...
It's Dan Cashtendo with...
Oh, you should...
Yo,
should've...
I got some money. I just dropped
you
a bunch of change.
You should have said Dan Eero.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah. Anyway,
and all the change that I dropped in front of the mic just went flying everywhere off the table.
Yeah, he dropped change. I didn't hear it pick up on the mic.
Well, it's literally like I thought I had cash on me and I was like, I don't. I thought I had change and I had to go digging through a drawer in my kitchen to find. I found 4 pennies and 2 dimes.
Is that really what the denominations you had?
Yeah. And then they all went flying. So now I don't know where they are.
Everyone strap in because this episode is a mini episode called Mo Money, Mo Problems. And money, I don't know if you could see the way I said it, it's spelled different.
M-U-N-N-Y. You got that money, right?
Yep. That's, I guess.
If you played Kingdom Hearts, you would know money is the currency. We're here to talk about different cash denominations, currency, and video games. So we're going to talk about some video game rich people.
Richies.
Some video game ballers.
Some ballers.
Some expensive
ticket items.
Yeah, hot ticket items. So
if you're poor, turn off this.
Oh my God.
Now.
If you're poor and you're listening
to
us
disgusting.
Right now,
you're gross.
I'm going to throw the fuck up right now.
So
what do we got here? So different forms of currency in video games. So we have money is spelled M-U-N-N-Y, the Kingdom Hearts games. I never played them. I forget what they actually look like, but maybe they're like orbs. I could be wrong. I'm definitely wrong, but I think it's like orbs, but I thought it was the same currency from Final Fantasy games because all those games are the same. But in Final Fantasy, they're called Gil.
Yeah. Gil. I like Gil.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's all the Final Fantasy, but I know in Final Fantasy VII, the most famous, the currency is called Gil. And I don't know do they know what it looks like?
I feel like it looks like coins because you hear that sound when you get it.
I mean,
I could be wrong. I don't know.
It's
that
weird because aside from that, because I don't remember what these look like. I would just assume they're like credits from like every space game that ever came out. It's like you don't really know what it looks like. It's just like someone says, "I have 100 credits. Here you go." Like,
yeah,
what does
that's
it
a
look
good point.
Like?
That is funny. Not a lot of games show the money. Do you know what I mean? If they do, it's usually like a dollar sign.
Or like the king himself, Mario. He has the coins. There's coins everywhere.
What's the Fallout money? Bottle caps, right?
Bottle caps. Is the currency post-apocalypse. Bottle caps. I don't know why bottle caps are currency, but you can find them everywhere and you literally use it to trade everything.
That's kind of wild. I actually like that idea.
I think it's because, so the soda company is called Nuka-Cola.
Yeah, Nuka-Cola.
And I think they owned like every plant, they had a factory in every city. So maybe that's why it's like a hot ticket. I really don't.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense. Either way, it's just cool because it's a physical thing that already existed and now it's money.
Yeah. What else? Ratchet and Clank. I don't know if you ever played those. Those are bolts, like little like mechanical bolts.
Oh, yeah, bolts.
So you collect them and you like trade them in.
I like games you do goofy little things like that. Like that's kind of cool.
What's another game where you don't see the money? Like Mass Effect is a space game, you don't see the money. And Halo, dude.
Yeah, it's just credits, right?
Does he have money in Halo?
No. Well, are there upgrade points in Halo?
Well, what do you use to buy that strap on from that one game?
Yeah, that's...
I use my dad's credit card. Sorry.
That's kids, don't do that one. Glimmer, that's Destiny. I remember
that. Oh, Glimmer. Yeah, I do remember that.
See, dude.
Another one is, I've never played it, but Bayonetta. You know that game?
Yeah.
So apparently the currency in that is angel halos, like dead angels that are halos.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Which I just read about, and my brother plays Bayonetta, so he probably knows this, but I don't want to talk. I don't want to say his name because I don't want to.
Don't dox, dude.
I'm not going to dox him. But yeah, angel halos, that's pretty cool. That's the currency. You can buy different power-ups with that.
Bakazoids from Space Quest. That's hilarious.
Space Quest. I forgot. Bakazoids. I love that game.
That's kind of hilarious. That's why I thought of you.
They don't even try with that.
No, they don't. Bakazoids.
What was a weird one? A weird one that I saw... it's not a kid's game, but there's a game called Splatoon for Nintendo.
Yeah, Splatoon.
And the currency in that is the money in that. Sea snails.
Oh, really?
They're like glittery sea snails that you like go to like a drug dealer in an alleyway And like you buy, it's like a shopkeeper. Like you buy stuff off of them.
What's your favorite game with the talking guns? Did that have a weird currency?
Oh, High on Life. I can't say it anymore, dude. We recorded that episode before that dude was canceled.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the currency was. What's that?
Was that him who's canceled?
Yeah.
Or the other guy from the show?
No, both of them.
Oh, both of them.
Can't say either one of their names.
Oh, geez.
I actually think it applies to like the space game where like you don't see the credits, like you just earn them. Like it's like credits, like space credits.
Oh, I'm trying to think of what it is in Elden Ring. It's like weird things too.
Well, in some games, I'm sure it's, I think it's like souls or something, right? Because in a game I played, I just played a few games of it, Darksiders, the Darksiders series. It's like souls. Angels and devils and souls. So souls are actually currency. And you collect souls and different runes and souls in different areas. Yeah. And you trade them in to get like upgrades. And you trade them into like this guy. He's great because he's in all the games. His name's Volgrim. And he's like just this demon. And he's like, hello, how you doing? He's like, he's cool. So excited about the souls. Yeah. And when you give them to him, he's like, yeah. He literally like comes in his demon pants. Like,
well, think of it. I'd be excited too if I would eat souls or whatever he does with them. That's I don't know what he does with them.
He's like the Michael Jordan of sucking off souls.
I don't know. That's, you're gonna quote that one. I know you will.
I'll put it on a shirt. Sure.
$4 from Spore. Come on, Spore. You weren't
what
even trying
Spore? There. Yeah, wait. That's like saying Mass Effect bucks or or Sonic bucks.
Zork mints from the Zork series. That's hilarious.
Oh, anyway, Zork like the text based.
I think so.
Yeah.
Either way, and this is hilarious.
Either way, it's funny that no one can just say, hey, I'm using cash.
Yeah, nobody does.
Like Sonic can't be like, hey, I'm going to collect cash. I'm going to collect $10 bills around the world.
Rings, dude. Jelly beans and tickets from the Disney Toontown online. Of course, jelly beans. There you go, kids. Get your jelly beans.
Fuck off, kids. Like, you don't know what money is. You don't even have bank accounts.
The one that I'm going to talk the most about, Grand Theft Auto, cash. That's just straight up American cash.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I'm an idiot. I just said, wild games do that. The ballsiest game ever, Grand Theft Auto.
Does, yeah.
They fucking keep it real.
They do.
And they keep it real where if you kick someone, cash comes out and floats around them.
So do you want to talk about the richest people in all of video games?
Yes. So I think we went different directions in a way because I assumed every shopkeeper in a video game is a baller, is rich because they have millions of things to sell. And you always go into them like, oh, I want to buy this fucking hat or this hot dog. And they're charging you like 50 rupees or 50 space.
A ridiculous number, sure.
Yeah, so I just feel like all these shopkeepers and vendors and video games.
Some
like,
games show you how much money they have. Like there's a limit on how much, because you know you can sell your items to them as
well. Yeah,
and like it's endless. No, I feel like Skyrim and stuff. Like, can't you see how much they have overall?
Oh, like the vendor has?
Yeah.
Oh, you might be right.
There are games that do that. Not all of them. There's the other thing to keep in mind is the trick. Yep, you put a thing over their head and take all their items.
I'm sorry, you do what?
You never heard about this in Skyrim?
I've never done this.
So in Skyrim, if you're at a shopkeeper's place, you can literally pick up a basket or something that's large.
Yeah.
Put it on their head and it covers their head and they're just standing there.
No fucking way.
The items. Yeah, you didn't know about this?
I'm doing that in real life now.
Okay, do it in real life. It works. At any shopkeeper, or you go into T-Mobile and you want a new phone, you pick up a trash can, you put it over the guy's head.
And they just stand still.
And they stand still. And he says, so, is there anything else I can help you with? And you can take whatever. They can't see you.
Then legally, they can't do anything about it.
Legally, they can't. So,
yeah. I don't remember that at all. That's a really good, it's not really a glitch. It's just
you didn't
even
know about
the
G.I. Joe thing, dude. You don't know anything about pop culture.
Oh, that's true. I just learned about the G.I. Joe, like, parody
fake
PSAs. Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah, like every vendor, I just feel like a really famous one is the guy from Resident Evil 4. He's called the Merchant, and he's like this pervert in like a giant jacket. Like, you know how like flashers in the 80s used to have trench coats?
Yeah, perverts.
Well, he like opens up his jacket. He's like, what are you buying? What are you selling? Like, what do you want? And he's like really famous just for being like a super creep.
That's so wild.
And selling everything, but he just has a trench coat.
That you thought all the shopkeepers were the richest people. Like, no.
At first I did. I was like, yeah, they're ballers. This guy's sucking off souls. Like, he's rich as shit.
That doesn't mean he's rich at all.
He's rich and cum.
Even weirder is when you type in the list, like there's people that calculate the worth of like video games.
I saw that and I'm like, wow, you're a loser.
Lara Croft, dude, $1.3 billion she's worth. Calculated it? I don't know. She's not real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't have assets, buddy. I don't know where
like
you
somebody
came up
paid
with this
writer to look up, calculate fake money. and convert it to real money just to prove how this fake character is really rich in a fake world.
I don't know who came up with the number, the writer, or did he have to consult someone? Is there a Lara Croft expert?
Oh, he probably went to Wall Street and he's like, I got to talk to...
No, your boy Bruce Wayne showed up, dude. He's worth $100 bill.
He's not really a video game. I mean, I guess he is. He's a video game character.
I don't know.
Another rich guy I can think of, but he's also a vendor.
Who?
But he owns an island. Guy from Animal Crossing.
Yeah, what is that?
His name is Tom Nook.
Tom Nook. Yeah, he's worth $645 billion, dude.
Billion?
That's what it says.
Yo, fuck that dude. He's always talking to me. Whenever I played that game, he's like, hey, we have a big event coming up. Like, do you need this? And I'm like, get off me. Get away from me. I stopped playing that game after like 2 months.
This is good. Number two on this list is Scrooge McDuck from DuckTales.
He's not a fucking video game character.
1.9 multi-plugillion. That's the number. They wrote multi-plugillion.
This guy, this writer did not fucking do his homework.
Hold on. One multi-plugillion, nine obsquatamatillion. Obsquatamatillion. $623.62.
Is that in a game?
I guess, dude. From Disney Dreamlight Valley?
That's literally a new game that came out like months ago.
We don't talk about new games.
We don't talk about it, but I did download it. It's a game for children and I played it for one night.
Why?
You customize a character. And I hung out with I was hanging out with the wizard from The Sword and the Stone.
Really?
And he was like, oh, help get something out of my shed. And I'm like, what am I? And it was like 20 minutes into the game. I'm like, what am I doing playing this game?
I shouldn't be playing. Whatever.
I think the cops showed up. They're like, well, do you have a kid? And I'm like,
no. Why?
Yeah, they're in the bathroom.
Okay, let him go. Is it yours? No, he's just a kid here.
He's just a kid. I needed him.
So then I started looking up expensive items.
One more, actually.
Who you got?
Is a baller in name. Probably has a lot of money because I think he has a bag of money and jewels and is a vendor.
Ooh.
His name is Money Bags and he's from Spyro the Dragon. He's a guy that you go to. You have to give him like money to get certain abilities, but he's essential. But he holds a bag of money every time you see him. And he's this big, heavy guy with a suit on. And his name is Money Bags. It's literally like
what he does.
The rich, like he was born to be rich.
Well, yeah. Can you imagine if he was like into sports or something?
Oh my God, like me. Can you imagine that? No.
Yeah. So, damn, dude. There's a lot of rich people. There's a lot of different currencies.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing with all this money? You know what I mean?
Like, what are we going to these rich people for?
Yeah. And is it always cosmetic? I almost feel like it is. No. Here we go.
I feel like in games, like if it was a Destiny, I would spend a lot of money on like a cosmetic, but because you can't, and now games nowadays, you can't just buy like big guns. Maybe Borderlands? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, no, that's true. The other thing is like related to what we did. The first time I started caring about money big time in a game was GTA 5 online because
literally it is real money.
Yeah, it was real money.
It's not rupees. It's not credits. Yeah.
And it's consistent over the entire time you play the game. So like if you keep saving up and building money, like you have more money and you can actually buy cool things because all the cars weren't unlocked early on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I literally looked it up and found the car I bought and it actually has the price that I paid for it.
Oh,
so
shit.
It took me a long time to do this. And you might remember my car. You might not. It was the Carbonizer, like a sport car or Carbonizer. It's called, I think it's like a Porsche or something ripoff, but either way, mine was bright orange. I don't know if you remember, dude.
Your actual car is bright orange.
Yeah.
Your Jeep right now.
Yes. In real life. But I did this with the blacked out wheels and stuff. And I actually remember the car because I spent $195,000 on it. GTA 5 money.
Can you easily make that in GTA 5?
I think now all the games are cars are unlocked and stuff. So you can, but back then, like it was a big deal, like to get that in your garage. And I had an orange motorcycle. I don't remember which one, but like,
I remember having a garage and having like a few cars and stuff in there. But I think that's the thing too. Like, I think I spent most of my money on C4 and like and weapons to fuck with people
in the bomb episode. Because this was the biggest bomb of all time.
How did we not talk about that in the bomb episode? We didn't talk about it. And the last time we talked about this was like 2 or 3 years ago.
I know.
I don't care. I love this story. We used to fuck with people so badly in Grand Theft Auto Online when it first started. and we started picking on people coming out of the auto body shops with their new cars.
Yeah.
So what we would do was, I think we would park our own car like in front of there, at the exit of the auto body shop. Someone would pay like millions of dollars to get a new car and stuff like that. And we would cover our car in C4, but on the side that they couldn't see, and then run away. Yeah. So when someone came out of the auto body shop, we would blast it and their new car just went up in smoke.
That was so
funny. And we would run away and then run back, get a car again and fuck with someone else. And we did it. I think we did that one specifically a few more times.
Oh, we did that one a bunch. Yeah. That was a go-to.
Fuck, it's so good. And then you're probably not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, you're probably not.
But I definitely think, that's not a joke. I think I spent all my money on C4. I never spent it on vehicles. I think I spent my money in GTA on maybe cosmetics. I'm going to say half cosmetics and half a missile launcher or a C4, something to fuck with other people.
It makes sense.
And I think that's why they put a bounty on my head one time. People were going after me.
Yes. Yeah, I think they did. You could, but that was $195,000. Took me a long time to save up.
That sounds, yeah.
Even
from jumping people, you would get $5 or something. So you would have to wait a while.
In this game though, now, recently up to date, and it's going through a lot of changes and everything, you can buy a bank tower for $4 million. I guess. It's a house.
Oh, like a bank. Oh shit.
You can buy a Hydra jet for $3,900,000. This is stuff you can buy in the game, and it's insane to me. And I was gonna see what the number one was, and it was
the number one thing to buy.
Yep. $10 million you can get a Luxor Deluxe jet. Isn't that crazy? There's Jesus a yacht Christ. For $8 million. But
wait, can you
money.
Get in the jet? So here's the thing. Can you get in the jet and then get in a motorcycle in the jet and fly out of it?
Yeah, I think so. That's what made that game really badass.
Fuck.
I know.
I might have to buy it again. Can you imagine buying wouldn't
GTA
know what
5
to do
again?
Because I just bought, I bought Red Dead 2 4 years after it came out, and that engulfed my life. That took over my life for 5 months. Yeah. I think Grand Theft Auto, if I bought it again.
Yeah, but we would have to play together and do goofy stuff like that.
I don't have, you just got a PS5. I don't think we can play together.
I don't know. Is it the same game? Is it a different version?
I think so, because I think yours is an upped version.
All right. Well, anyway, mini episode.
Talk about money. Talk about ballers. Money. Talk about how we spent our money poorly in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yep.
And how here's the crazy thing, actually. In most of those games we talked about, Mass Effect, Darksiders and Mario, I save my money all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I want to live differently than I do in real life, because I don't save money in real life. So in video games,
I'm frugal.
Yeah. I'm going to be the better person in a video game.
I'm good with my money now.
Yeah. I'm Mario. I collected 5,000 coins. I'm not going to buy a costume.
Yeah. In certain games, you can get ahead of the curve where you're not buying ammo. You're not buying this. And then all of a sudden you have more money than you need. And it's like...
Exactly.
Point,
so in the game,
sort of.
In that game, Darksiders, where souls are the currency, I just saved up a bunch of souls, not even thinking about cashing them out. So one time I had so many. So when I was feeding them to them and leveling up, the guy was literally coming, and he was it just kept hitting another checkpoint, another checkpoint. I'm like, oh my god, this guy's
damn,
sicko.
Dude. It is a sicko.
Anyway, so. We're I still got two. I got two dimes here. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
You hear that?
Nope, didn't hear it.
I made a
Mike
money.
Doesn't pick it up.
It's not Perfect. A big deal. I made a money. But if you have a favorite video game character that's rich as fuck, rich AF, or favorite item that was really expensive to get, let us know. Jump in our Discord. Let us know.
Yeah.
Email us.
People pay all sorts of ridiculous shit for fake money and fake money items, which I love.
Yeah, we love them. So this is our short episode, OM Game Boy episode. OM, can the G stand for anything?
Hold on, it's alphabetical. OM Gill.
OM Gill. Yo, OM Gill for life.
OM Gill for life. That's us.
So we'll see you later and game over.
Yeah, spend those bells, spend those pokey bucks. Go, dude. And last piece of advice.
Yeah.
Borrow your parents' credit card.
Oh my god. And if you're buying this stuff with your own credit card, you're nuts.
No.
Parents have credit cards. That's what they're for. That's the only reason you talk to them when you're almost 40. The only reason to talk to your parents is to use their credit card to buy
100%.
Rupees and rupees in video DLC games. For video games.
Yeah, that's all you need. So thanks for listening and spend those big bucks. Thanks, ballers.
See you later, folks.